You being stuck in your own mind with your own negative self-talk is going to hold you back from getting better. But you know what? It does the exact same thing to me. And together, we're going to figure this out and talk about a few key statements that'll really help us get out of our own mind. So focus in and let's have a chat. Jumbo, it's Coach Zo, and I got a message last week that came from someone who is going to run a half marathon this coming spring. So they have a few months to get ready. They still have time to prepare. But I asked them about what was the biggest thing that kind of holds them back or causes them some trouble because they seemed a little bit worried about running this coming spring. And it wasn't the usual comment of, oh, well, my fitness doesn't feel like it's there or I just don't have the time. It was that they get stuck in their own thoughts and in their own head, and that's the thing that actually makes them stop. That's the thing that makes them not really drive forward to be able to run the way they want to run. They just get stuck in kind of their own mind and negative self-talk, and they tend not to be able to get the thing done that they actually want to do. So, I wanted to address that with three key statements that are really going to help when you get in this space of negative self-talk. Now, in my space, I'm in the fitness world. I run my own fitness business, and that's how I'm going to address this today. However, you could apply it to anything where you're trying to get a task done, but you get stuck in your own head and you can't seem to silence that noise in your thoughts. And what I wanted to mention was pie. Now, you might be asking, well, so why are you mentioning pie? I mean, there's a lot of great pies. Strawberry rhubarb is kind of a fan favorite of mine. You might like pecan pie as Thanksgiving comes around, pumpkin pie, whatever your choice is. But I am talking about the acronym for pie. That's the best way that I can remember these three statements to kind of help me get out of my own head and to get done the task that I actually need to do. So, what does PI stand for? Well, the first one is that perfection isn't real. Now, in the world of sport, we sometimes think that those who have gotten to an elite level or those at the Olympic level, those who even seem better than us, even that one athlete in town or at the gym you go to or a friend who you work out with, that they have it perfect and they have it figured out and they don't have any doubt mentally on what they're doing. I'll tell you right now, no matter what they're saying, no athlete is going to be perfect. Anyone basically at the highest level of physical or mental performance, they still have the exact same doubts and worries as you do. They still have the same things where they're not really sure if they're able to do what they need to do that day or prepare for that competition that they need to prepare for, but they somehow figure out a way to do it because they're able to just practice pushing their limits more than you do. And the biggest bit with that is that you can't really seem to kind of figure that out in your own head because you always think, oh, well, look how fit they are, look how well they're running, or look how well they're doing. I could never get to that point. But it's just this continual practice of understanding that perfection isn't really a real thing and that we're all just trying to get better with little steps throughout the day, just slowly pushing our limits to see what our body can handle. Just remember that if you or somebody else you talk to has something where, let's say, they're trying to release content like this podcast or do a video or perform on stage finally or just put themselves more out into the world, and they have this idea that they are a perfectionist, I gotta say, the majority of the time, you're not a perfectionist. You're just scared of what could possibly happen if you put yourself out there. It's not that you want everything to be perfect before you go. It's that you just need to commit to do that thing that you want to do. And by doing this, you will slowly get better that way. But it's not about having everything perfect before you actually get started. So remember that perfection isn't a real thing. So the second bit of pie, P was perfection isn't a real thing. I is that improvements take adaptation. So what do I mean by these improvements? Well, you need to do new things in order to improve. So the way that the adaptation kind of process works for exercise, I'm going to talk about in this case, but it's really whatever skill, is that your body needs some time to adapt. And the way that it does this is at first, let's take doing push-ups, for example. You've never done push-ups, you can't do one push-up. Well, your body at first is going to freak out when you start trying to do push-ups because it's working in a way that it hasn't worked in the past. So your body gets scared, you internally start to freak out, start to panic. But if you understand this process that improvements actually take time to adapt, it's gonna have this point where you freak out at first, but then as your body gets used to some of the patterns that go into what you're doing and just learning the movements and actually getting things down, your body freaking out about one push-up eventually gets into you being able to just do 2-3 push-ups, which is 3 times more than you could do before if you couldn't do a push-up at first. Because your body has this kind of fear stage where it freaks out and then it actually adapts to the stimulus that you were throwing at it. So what do you do when this kind of like self-doubt creeps in when you're adapting to something? Well, I give it basically like a persona, right? There's a movie that came out, I think it's a Disney movie, and one of the lines that the character says in it when he has this like fear that comes to him is he goes, "Silencio Bruno," like that, and because he calls it Bruno. And that's for his kind of negative self-talk that he has in his head or his fear. And I like that idea. But before that point, I had put like a persona to that negative self-talk. And what this does is it's not just a thing about making up characters or something that's a childish thing to just be imaginary. It's more that you can separate that negative self-talk from you. You can separate what all those negative thoughts are, that that's not actually who you are in general. It's not your full persona of who you are. It's just this negative self-talk that's come from outside sources or looking at external things and taking those in that way and thinking that you're not as good as everybody else is. So take that persona to kind of like a different way because it's different from what you are actually thinking. Going over these bits of the pie so far, perfection isn't real, right? Improvements, they take adaptation or they take some time. There's that fear stage and then you start to adapt to the stimulus that's thrown at you. So perfection, improvements, and the last one is external cues. Now, I know you talked about external cues in the past bit being something that's a negative bit. Well, that's where I was taking it as external cues coming in and that being this negative self-talk because you're taking everything around you and thinking that you're not as good as everybody else. It's not to get an ego because I'm not telling you to go out and say like, yes, I'm better than everyone else. It's not that. It's just that you're not really as bad as you think. With these external cues, what I mean by this being a positive statement of external cues help you reset is when you're doing some activity and let's say it's an art activity or you're running, you know, or you're doing something that's just brand new to you that you're kind of freaked out about. What I like to do in these situations when I start to get really tired while I'm running for a great distance or doing some exercise or just trying a new task, for example, mine would be drawing, right? Sketching. Oh, I'm awful. I'm terrible at it. And if I got in that point where I was starting to sketch, I would all of a sudden start to get these negative thoughts that would be like, oh, you can't quite do this. Why are you trying to do this? That stick figure looks terrible. It doesn't look like a real person. What kind of nose did you give that person? All this stuff. If I have all those thoughts flooding into my mind, I want to go ahead and use external cues to help me reset my mind. So I'll do this by making sure that I can sense the things around me. Now, the way that I would say sense the things around you is note the visuals around you. So literally just start, if I'm in this room right now, I would count how many windows are in this room. Well, there's 3 windows in this room. Or I would ask, what is the color of the wall? Or how many of these objects can I find in the room? Just to really get me back into the space, back into this present point where I'm not stuck in the thoughts in my mind. The other bit I do when my heart rate is freaking out and I'm stuck in my own body when I'm running is I like to do something like box breathing. So what does box breathing mean? Box breathing is basically a breathing pattern where if you think of the bottom part of the box is holding your breath with no oxygen or air in your lungs, and the top part is holding your breath with air in your lungs, and the sides are breathing in, breathing out, we make this box pattern where we breathe in, we hold our breath with all the breath inside, we exhale the breath, and then we hold at the bottom of that. And if we can put a timing to that pattern of, let's say, 2 seconds on a side, so 2 seconds breathing in, holding the breath at the top, 2 seconds out, and then holding it at the very bottom, that can start to kind of get you back in this mental state where you can, instead of focusing on all those thoughts in your mind, you can focus on some of the external things around you and also get your breathing under control. Breath control is shown to be a great thing for a lot of athletes, but I've seen it personally when I've used it for practice just to be able to get myself back in the present moment. See, we tend to be distracted by so many things around us. You really got to think about, even when you're listening to this podcast, how many times in the day do you have complete silence? Where there's no radio, there's no phone, you're not texting, you're not listening to a podcast, you're not watching TV, nothing. It's pretty minimal most of the time. I mean, even someone like myself who tries to keep it minimal, that doesn't really happen that often. So you have to think about actually silencing some things in your mind, because that'll help you with this by principle to remember the statements that perfection isn't real, that your improvements, they take adaptation and they take time, and that external cues help you reset. We get stuck in our head because we fear change. We know that it takes time to improve, so you can't really get stuck in your thoughts, and you have to stop distracting yourself with things around you and really think about the actual situation you're in. Taking a couple minutes of silence to actually think about what you could do better, what you were actually feeling versus that negative self-talk persona that is in your head. I hope this PI principle helps. I hope you go on and you're able to take it throughout your day and whatever you're trying to train for or accomplish. And I hope that you are able to reach out to me if you have any questions. You're more than welcome to message me at Fox Movement Training or at the Coach Zoe you know, and I will be happy to answer whatever questions you may have on the topic. So, thank you for your time. I look forward to chatting with you soon. Remember to take chances, make mistakes, and try to get out of your own head every once in a while. Talk to you soon.